I'm Randy Thurston with Pueblo Riverwalk Talk. I'm here with Ryan Gardner and Michael Boyd, and we're going to be talking about some very exciting things here that's going to be coming up with Pueblo that's going to be changing this community. And Pueblo Riverwalk Talk is about Pueblo. It's about the people of Pueblo, and it's about what makes Pueblo special. And it's such an exciting time because what makes Pueblo special is just growing with leaps and bounds. I'm here with some very special guests, Michael Boyd and Ryan Gardner, that is bringing something to this community that is going to change the way people view Pueblo. They're both living here in Pueblo. They're both in the artistic realm, but they bring an interesting twist. And the twist that they bring is bringing in rare stones, precious metals, creating a one-of-a-kind creative masterpiece is probably the best way I can describe it, and going to be bringing it to a gallery that's going to be opened. And Michael, tell me what day is the grand opening for the front door?
These are the questions that he's going to be really good at.
The opening is May 7th, first Friday of May. We're coordinating it with the First Friday Art Walk that the Pueblo Art District puts on. And so, yeah, we'll be in the evening from 6 to 9 on May 7th.
Well, and to have a grand opening down here on Union Avenue, we have those. Mm-hmm. But to bring something of the magnitude that you guys are bringing, Michael, you have some international reputation of being well-known throughout that community. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let Ryan speak on that briefly as far as what you bring as being part of this on that international level.
Yeah, well, I mean, Michael, so when I was first introduced to Michael's work, it was when I was in school studying jewelry and metalsmithing. And he was, as students, we considered him one of the elite art jewelers. He was internationally known. He has work in museums on the East Coast. He traveled all over the place, teaching workshops, even internationally. They had him go to Myanmar to teach designing for a Western market in their jewelry industry. The government had invited him over to do that. So he's a little, no pun intended, little gem that Pueblo has that a lot of people don't know he's here.
Well, and I make reference to all the gems of Pueblo, so again, it really is kind of an interesting pun because we're all interested in gems, and you guys can turn gems into magic. So Michael, why did you choose Pueblo, Colorado as a place to set this up and create this opportunity?
Well, I've been in Pueblo. I'm a native Colorado, but not Pueblo. I came to Pueblo about 20 years ago. I had been living in Salida the decade before that. I had my studio and we had a gallery there. And so I moved to Pueblo. The first 15 years I was here, I lived in West Park, west of City Park. And I was ready for a bigger space, a studio where I could teach in more of a community, so to speak. And so I think it was about 5 years ago I bought the building down here and we opened the Colorado Center for Metal Arts. So basically a communal studio where there's, let's see, I don't know, 5-6 jewelers. We're all have studio space, we're working, and then we have a communal studio space where we've been teaching work classes and workshops. And so really that's the core, and it's the Colorado Center for Metal Arts.
And it's located on Union Avenue.
On Union Avenue.
Right across from the library.
Just down from the library before the bridge.
There's a big, colorful mural on the side of it.
Yes.
Can't miss it.
Yeah. Why am I forgetting? Repic.
Oh, Matt.
Matt painted the side of our building.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have artistic connection with your building there.
Yeah. Well, the gallery sort of transpired in that we had a storefront space that we were just really not sure what to do with that room. At one point, we had studio space, bench space in there, but we decided to do a showroom and then basically and eventually recently a gallery. So we have a small gallery, and that's why we named it the Front Room, because it's the front room for the Colorado Center for Metal Arts. So we're a group of jewelers and we have a little gallery now.
What's so cool about that is, besides your creativity as in generating masterpieces, you're also a training center. You bring an educational piece. You have all the tools there for people that are interested in it to be able to get their hands wet, get involved on it. But you also travel the world in doing conventions and workshops, and you get a chance to meet some of the greatest artists out there in the world. What do you bring back to Pueblo with that, all those experiences with on that international level?
Well, I think just as we, you know, as we travel, we'll do a workshop or a show. I usually do a couple of shows a year, like the American Craft Council show in Baltimore, or you know, a couple of shows like that. Just as we travel now, we have our little niche here, where as far as workshops go, where we have people come in. So what I like about that is that, you know, we'll do a master's class with 10 students, and, you know, 9 of those 10 are coming in from out of state. But at the same time, we now have space where we can do, locally, we can do a beginning silversmithing class. So for me, I really relish the range of, you know, from beginning local to regional to national, and I think with the artwork that we will have, the jewelry and objects that we'll have, it'll sort of basically span that same gamut of being local and regional with national. And I think, I guess back to the original question, is that, you know, where we know a lot of good people, and they're willing to send us work.
That's what with the gallery, where those people that we've met throughout the years of teaching and stuff like that, where with the gallery, we're now able to bring their work to Pueblo and expose Pueblo to artwork that they might not have seen before.
And Ryan, with that, who are some of the people that are going to be showing in your gallery?
So we have... you know, from outside of Colorado, we have Soyoung Park, who was born in North Korea, now lives in New York. She taught for a while in the metals, in jewelry and metals at the university level, and then started her own jewelry business. We're really excited to have her. She's one of my favorites.
and well known throughout the world.
She's really well known artist, showing at a lot of places, you know, big, you know, New York galleries and stuff like
that. We both show it, New York Fifth Avenue.
It's one of the probably the most well known galleries in the country for sure. You know, then we're, you know, locally we've got, you know, Sean O'Mealy, who's a wood sculptor. So we're bringing in some other things.
Colors.
Than just jewelry, a few things. He's a wood sculptor, lives in Colorado Springs.
He just had a show at the Sombra de Cristo.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's really colorful, beautiful wood carving sculptures that he does. You know, we're also, Donna DeQuino does really interesting kind of architectural, almost geometric jewelry with the way they're kind of caged looking pieces that she uses with different metals and adds color with powder coating and tool dip. And, you know, we're also, you know, even some of Michael's family, his sister is a ceramic artist, Christine Boyd.
She has a studio in the Arts Alliance building.
She's here in Pueblo, has a studio at the Arts Alliance building. His nephew is also a jeweler in Denver, who we will be having his work in the gallery as well. Charles Luton Brain is
Canadian.
Is a Canadian artist, really, really well known, especially in the education, the metal education world.
He was, what university was he at? He was department head at art.
I don't remember, to be honest, off the top of my head. But yeah, he just recently retired from that. And Harlan Butt is another artist. He's part-time Colorado, part-time lives in Denton, Texas. But he does these beautiful enameled vessels where he spins the metal in two pieces, solders them together, and then does these really intricate called cloisonné enameling on the sides of that three-dimensional vessel, which enamel the process. It's powdered glass that you then melt and fuses together. So the fact he can do that on a three-dimensional vessel, you know, the way he does it, and it doesn't just, you know, run down the and lump, is pretty amazing.
And obviously all one of a kind.
One of a kind pieces.
Nobody's doing a production, I don't think.
I don't think so. No.
It's all
they do similar pieces, but they're not cookie cutter pieces.
Well, as you mentioned, New York, my son sells luxury clothing there. Mm-hmm. And so the whole atmosphere of New York is unique. Mm-hmm. Is people don't want something they can go to a Walmart and buy, or, yeah, you know, another, you know, where it's, everything's done in mass. Yeah. And they want unique. It gives them a piece of creativity and uniqueness that can't ever be experienced by anybody else.
An artisan product that's thoughtful.
We always say, it's jewelry. You're not going to find at the mall jewelry store. You know?
Yeah.
It's going to be very unique pieces.
Well, you know, with the changing times, I find more and more people really levitating towards that. You know, not wanting to acquire a lot, but what they do acquire, what they do experience, is something that, again, is unique. Mm-hmm. You know, timing is everything. And, you know, the Pueblo Riverwalk Talk is here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And it's here for a reason because Pueblo has always been looked at in a way that the true gift of Pueblo, the true value of the gem of Pueblo, has always been non-exposed. Mm-hmm. As we're sharing these types of experiences and these opportunities, this is one of the most creative things. I think a lot of people will just be fascinated. You know, the things that are going to be happening here in Pueblo, Colorado, are the same things that are happening in New York City, mm-hmm. or happening in London, or happening in other places. And it's going to draw people from Springs and Denver down here. It's going to mm-hmm. draw other people to come in to specifically want to come to your gallery, and to have it right here on Union Avenue mm-hmm. in beautiful Pueblo, Colorado, is really kind of exciting for me there.
That's cool. Yeah.
What kind of draw do you feel and see that you'll be having with the gallery?
Well, we'll definitely have, you know, I think for us, what we have to do is, one, become, as far as the gallery, we have to become a destination. So I'm sure we'll have, you know, clientele from Denver, from the Springs, mm-hmm. you know, people traveling the corridor, but, you know, some local and regional as well. I think it needs to be a mix.
Mm-hmm. So one of the organizations that we're involved in is called the Colorado Metalsmithing Association. And that is a large group of jewelers ranging from student to full-time professional to hobbyists. Mm-hmm. And it's a large organization. There's, I think, around 300-ish members. A lot of them are going to be in and around the Denver area, but they're all over the state on the Western Slope.
We're connected with them. We've both been on the board.
Yeah, and so even just with them, you know, we already know a number of people are already interested in what we're going to be showing with the promotion we've been doing just on Facebook. I've had people contacting me. This a woman in Florida just sent me a message asking if we were going to be having an online presence with the gallery, because she wanted to see what we were going to be having, and obviously couldn't, you know, come to the opening from Florida. And so we're just through word of mouth already, just through who we know, we've been able to reach people even outside of the state. And like the COMA is the abbreviated for the organization. They're bringing their conference here next year.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
this year's conference is virtual, but for this year and next year, the gallery will be hosting the all-member show for that organization. So on top of what we normally have, members of the organization will be able to submit a few pieces that will be on display in the gallery that the community can come and see what all these Colorado metalsmiths are doing.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
So next year, yeah, we hosted the conference, the Colorado Metalsmith Association conference again in Salida for probably close to 20 years. And then again, this year it was virtual. And they ran it, I think, out of Denver prior year. But it looks like next year the annual conference will be moved to Pueblo. Yeah,
That's huge.
Yeah.
And Michael, you mentioned something that's really powerful right now, and that is becoming a destination. And, you know, Pueblo has always been the drive-through community. Here on I-25, we have 55,000 cars go up and down I-25 every day. And we're a half mile, not even a half mile, off of the interstate, and 98% or more, 99% is driving through, acknowledge that they're in the city, but they don't really have any reason to get off.
Yeah.
With the Riverwalk and with Union Avenue, and I'm so excited because City Council just passed an ordinance and supporting what we've been trying to do to make the Riverwalk and Union Avenue a true destination. Mm-hmm. Just like Manitou Springs or Pearl Street or up there in Denver, where people purposely set this up on their vacation plan to come and hang out. And that now has been approved. On Union Avenue, you're going to see the sidewalks go from 10 feet in front of the shops to 20 feet.
It's
going to change to one lane going both ways. We're going to be getting billboards on I-25 with my hope of just pictures of the Union Avenue District and the Riverwalk, where people will just be in groves pulling off and stopping, spending money here, and having experienced that from that point on, they'll look at Pueblo, Colorado in a totally different light.
Yeah.
So timing, destination, everything, the timing could not have been any better. So is there some thoughts you'd like to close with, and then I'm going to put it out, how people can get a hold of both of you?
Sure. I don't know. I think as far as closing thoughts,
yeah,
I think it's great.
Just,
I mean,
we're really
it's
excited to be opening this new venture and exposing Pueblo to some new art forms that they might not have seen before.
And they'll say,
for
more.
Us, it's like
at least not that they've seen locally.
You know, and for us, it's like icing on the cake. We have beautiful studio space. We, you know, our primary objective was our own studios, our own work, and a place to produce that work. Secondary to that was a place where we could teach and have community, have workshops, that kind of thing. And so having the front room, a little gallery, is like, it's icing on the cake for us. It's like from mind to maker. It's from cutting the stone to making the piece to the gallery where we sell it.
Yeah, so well, we can share what we love to do with the community. Yeah.
Well, and we appreciate it as the community to have this available to us there. So give us contact information, because this will go out on YouTube and podcast.
Sure.
So everybody will have a chance.
For the School of Colorado Center for Metal Arts, it's just coloradocenterformetalarts.com. Our email is info@coloradocenterformetalarts. And our phone number is just 719-696-9271. You can email, call us, stop by the studio, ring our doorbell. We're working on the gallery's website right now. It will be thefrontroom@ccma.com. And that will go live sometime probably during the week before the actual opening event on that first Friday of May.
We will also will be posting soon. We'll start, you know, post-pandemic now, we're starting workshops again. And we'll be posting some beginning silversmithing classes soon that will be, you know, doing right out, out of the studio.
Yep, out of the studio. Josiah will actually be teaching the class.
Yeah, Josiah will be teaching it.
Ah, okay, got it. And then, again, give us the clear time and date and location for the grand opening coming up.
Grand opening is during the First Friday Art Walk, May 7th, from 6 to 9 p.m. And we're located right across from the library, 625 South Union Avenue.
And it's got the mural attached. So,
got the big mural on the side.
So when you're looking for it, it'll be easy to find.
Yep.
Yeah, Matt's painting. Yeah, on the side of the building.
Yep.
Well, again, Michael, Ryan, thank you so much for being here and also having the energy to make Pueblo a better place than it was before this. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.